Holy is the Lamb of God. Jesus, the Creator, John 1, the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end. Jesus is not a bumper sticker. He's not a metal cross. I love you, sir. Put that finger away. There's children around. He's not a bumper sticker. He's not a bumper sticker. He's not a metal cross. He's not a t-shirt or a hat. He's not a religious service. Jesus Christ is King of Kings. He's Lord of Lords. He's coming back. He came as a baby in a manger. He's coming back one day in flaming fire. 2 Thessalonians 1. What's he going to do in flaming fire, folks? He's going to destroy all those that don't know God and don't obey the gospel. Are you obeying the gospel today? Are you knowing God and how you live, act, talk, dress, spend your time, spend your money? America, I'm convinced America's gods are pride and vanity. America's gods are entertainment. America's gods are food and the belly. America's gods are sports and politics. But they're all false gods. The Bible says in the Old Testament, I am God, there is none with me. There is none with this holy Creator. Three in one, the Father, Son, the Holy Spirit bear witness in heaven. And as we street preach all over the country, Americans tell us, oh, God bless America. No, America's not a Christian biblical nation. It's a false pagan nation. And there will not be any God bless America. There will be God's wrath and judgment is coming to America and the world. And he will lay waste to all the political systems, Christ will. Christ will lay waste to all your church systems not built of him, like the Lutheran faith, the Catholic faith, the Baptist, whatever. He's going to lay waste all the sports and media and entertainment. There'll be nothing, no place for that in his kingdom. So ask yourself this, neighbor. What are you living for and do every day today that will have nothing to do with God's eternal kingdom?
Sin.
Yep, sin. And you'll be destroyed and separated into weeping and gnashing of teeth because of that sin. Jesus talked about a wise man building his house on a rock. He built it on a rock. How foolish to spend your life seeking things that Christ is coming to destroy. Why not build your life on that which is eternal? That which is what we call incorruptible. The things of this world are corruptible, but Christ promises the incorruptible for his people that will seek him in spirit and in truth. Are you living for the corruptible or the incorruptible, neighbor? Look around you. Everything you see is corruptible and going to be judged by God on Judgment Day and sent away, unless it's eternal. The faith systems in the church on Sunday are not eternal. Why? They're not rooted in the truth of God. Lutheran, Catholic, Baptist, Jehovah's Witness, Mormon, none of them are of a holy God. They're built and made on man. And the Bible says in Mark 7, you worship God in vain, keeping your man-made traditions. Why would you worship God in vain and man-made traditions? Open the Holy Scriptures. Test yourself to the Word of God. Test yourself to the Holy Scriptures. Be cleansed, be made new. The Bible says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us. What does the word confess mean? It means you agree with God and you turn away from your sin and stop it. If you live in sin, If you walk in sin, if you practice sin, you have no hope of eternal life to come. The Bible says there's no sacrifice for willful sin. No righteous judge in a courtroom is going to give you leniency if you continue to sin. But if you cry out to God and ask for a new heart, a new mind, if you say, Father, I want your word, your truth, your ways, He's already laid it out in the scriptures. You don't need a pope. You don't need a priest. You don't need the modern pastors that are a false position lording over men. You need to be guided by the Holy Spirit, led by the Word of God, and have a contrite, humble heart for the things of Christ. Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice and they follow me. Are you following the voice of Jesus in truth? Not your own made up Jesus. Not your Sunday church Jesus. Are you following the biblical Savior in spirit and in truth? If you haven't scoured the scriptures to study, you're not. You've either doing nothing or you've accepted some false man-made religion as a placebo. A placebo. It means something fake that makes you feel like you got something real. That's the church systems. Something fake that makes you feel like you have something real. How do you know if it's fake or it's real? Pretty simple. You go to the scriptures. You be a Berean like in Acts 17. You test every false way. And you have what the Bible calls in the Greek, prothumia. Prothumia is a readiness of mind to obey and follow Christ. The Holy Spirit gives you prothumia. The Holy Spirit changes your heart, your mind, your desires. And it's a sad thing. Some surveys say 50% of Americans say they're born again. But Jesus said we know a tree by its fruit. And if your fruit is of the world, you're not born again at all. You're deceived. And we don't want our neighbor to be deceived. You can't walk as the pattern of the world. You can't keep your own ways. You can't wake up and say, I'm going to work and indulge myself and buy my own things and practice what I want. We were just down at a Christian festival and all the so-called Christians telling us, well, we do what we want. They're offering their sacrifices to God the way they want. God calls that strange fire. God calls that sin. God actually destroyed men in Leviticus 10 for bringing strange fire. What is strange fire today? That's worship that God didn't ordain. What is strange fire today? Christmas is strange fire. It's a Roman Catholic holiday God never ordained. What else is strange fire today? Easter, Resurrection Sunday, and Good Friday is also strange fire. God never ordained that. How about living like the world, claiming Jesus Christ? That's strange fire. Jesus said, my sheep come out of the world and follow me. What else is strange fire? Calling yourself a Lutheran, a Baptist, a Roman Catholic, a Mormon, a Jehovah Witness. These are man-made traditions that steal the glory and honor of God and His truth. That's strange fire that will set you outside of the kingdom of God. So the Word of God is very specific, and the Word of God is very cutting and harsh. In Revelation 22, it says, if you love and practice one lie, you'll be put outside the kingdom of God. Jesus talked about what one thing will keep you out of the kingdom. So we ask our neighbors, what one sin is going to keep you out of the kingdom? Worldliness, carnality, pride and vanity, a lie, man-made religion. What's going to keep you out of the kingdom of God, neighbor? Unless you repent, unless you turn from all sin and you're cleansed, you have no hope of eternal life to come. and God can change your heart, forgive you, and cleanse you of any sin. It doesn't matter. Except blasphemy of the Holy Spirit is unforgivable, which I don't think you could even do today. That was Jesus, God himself, in front of Pharisees. But you can be cleansed, washed, made new, transformed to be a holy vessel unto God. But what we've learned in our years traveling is America is a lot like Israel. Stiff-necked, rebellious, carnal, not willing to yield to God and his word and his ways. America, not God bless America. God's going to judge America. God's going to bring his wrath and fire. Satan's a loser, man. You need to repent. God's going to bring his holy justice, his wrath, and his fire. And if you're not born of him, following him, obeying him, you have no hope, folks. We talk about this a lot in the streets. America is Sodom too. America is Sodom and Gomorrah too. Why do I say that? Well, what was the sin of Sodom? The sin of Sodom was not just sexual sin. The sin of Sodom was pride, vanity, full of bread, idleness, and homosexuality. That's America today. America's all those things. But Americans live like, oh, God owes us something. Americans live like, oh, God's going to protect us. Not true. God's going to bring judgment and wrath. Test yourself to the holy word of God. Jesus said, no man can have two masters. You're going to love one. You're going to hate the other. It's easy to see who people love by how they live. The fruit of America is shown by how Americans live. Their festivals, their gods are pride and vanity and food and sports and politics and entertainment. But God says, come out from among her, my people. Touch not the unclean thing and I will receive you. What does that mean? That means you got to turn from your sin and turn from the false culture. That means you got to walk in the ways of Christ and his word and truth. That means you got to be cleansed by the blood of the Lamb, not just by believing, but by faith and repentance, and cry out for a new heart and a new mind so that you can walk in the spirit and truth of God. Americans aren't doing that today. Americans are living their own way. Americans are walking the walking dead, spiritually dead. Not clinging to the word of God, not clinging to the gospel, not clinging to Christ the Savior. But there's good news. You can turn from this worldly path. You can turn and repent. Forsake the world, forsake the church systems. Repent and be made new by the gospel. What a glorious Savior. Turn or you're going to burn in the judgment of God. Holy and righteous is our Savior. Truth is found in his word and his spirit. Test yourself, neighbors. Don't follow Satan's kingdom to your own destruction. Follow the word, the truth, and the spirit of God to life and life everlasting. That was good. Good job.
This turned out. Maybe you'll get me walking through the
crowd. Yeah, you go first. Yeah, this is quite a festival.
Yeah.
It's still going. Yeah, it's still going. Yeah, we'll walk through and we'll preach a little bit more here.
Yeah.
There's hundreds of people here. There's thousands of people here.
Yeah, there is.
This is awesome. Maybe Maybe we'll have a few good conversations. We shall see.
I got a couple cards.
Nice. Maybe we'll have some good conversations, and maybe some sheep will be edified. But God is glorified no matter what we do. Somebody just said, go home. We had a bunch of Hail Satans. But God's glorified no matter if anybody listens or not. This is America. America's idols, corruption, and sin. But we stand in the way, the broad path, to show the light and the truth. Shine your light. Oh. Shine your light so that God may see your good works, and the Father in heaven will be glorified.